My task is to introduce a short video on Bikita House. And I would like to do that by just saying a little bit about two people who have and will continue to be an inspiration to the work that it will do. For the Catholic Church, and indeed for many people, the leadership of Pope Francis has been very significant in terms of how we respond to the scourge of human trafficking in the world today. Again and again, he has challenged us to be aware of the terrible suffering caused by human slavery. "Where is your brother and sister who is enslaved?" he asks in one of his documents, Evangelii Gaudium. Again and again, he has shown us, by his personal example and witness, the importance of responding with the utmost care and compassion to those who have experienced the trauma of human slavery. In other words, the importance of developing a victim-centered approach. And again and again, he has encouraged us to develop a coordinated response, to work with policymakers, law enforcement efforts, agencies, NGOs, and especially religious congregations of women, and indeed all who are engaged in eliminating the phenomenon of human slavery from the world. It is therefore in this context that we would like to present a video of Bikita House or the Bikita Project, a project of the Archdiocese of Westminster, supported by the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales, which will include all three of those dimensions: prevention and educational awareness of the reality of human slavery, pastoral care of victims and their reintegration into society, and the coordination and communication of information, research, and pastoral practice in response to human trafficking. This, we are delighted to say, will be delivered through a partnership with an international institute at St. Mary's University, and which Francis Campbell will speak about later. It might be helpful, though, to very briefly recall that Josephine Bikita was the Sudanese saint who at the age of 9 was kidnapped and sold into slavery. She suffered terribly at the hands of her kidnappers, so much so that she forgot her birth name. Her kidnappers gave her the name Bikita, which means fortunate. At the age of 35, she managed to come to the Italian consul in her country, and he and his family helped her and eventually brought her to Italy, where she was entrusted to the care of the Canossian sisters in Venice. It was there especially she came to know and experience God's love. She became a Catholic in 1890 and made her final profession in the order in 1896. For the next 50 years, she led a life of simplicity, prayer, and service, especially as the doorkeeper in the convent, always showing kindness to everyone, especially the children in the street. In her final years, she suffered from sickness and the haunting memories of the beatings and floggings she received whilst in slavery. She died in 1947 and was canonized a saint in October 2000. She was a victim of human slavery, but she also embodies the triumph of hope over desperation. And she will serve as the inspiration of all that is done through, in, and by Bikita House.